Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the dictation feature, now available on the new iPad. The dictation feature, of course, being the same as the dictation feature that's also available on the iPhone 4S through Siri. However, of course, on the new iPad, you don't have access to the Siri function at the date of this recording, which was early April 2012. We only have the dictation feature available on the new iPad. When you first set up the iPad yourself, or if somebody else did it, you do have the opportunity to turn on the dictation mode. If you choose not to, you can turn it on at a later stage, and you can turn it on in Settings, General, Keyboard, and if it's already on, it'll say Dictation On. Of course, if it's off, it'll say Dictation Off. And if you're using VoiceOver, you can do a one-finger double tap on that item to toggle it on. So I might just show you how to actually get into Settings, General, Keyboard, so you can find it for future reference if you so wish. So let's first of all find the settings on my main iPad home screen.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Okay, and there's settings. Now, of course, the basic commands, of course, for VoiceOver on the iPad, as with on the iPhone or the iPod Touch. Drag your finger around the screen and everything will talk under your finger. One finger double tap to open. And you can also do a one finger flick left or right to move item by item ever previously or to the next item. So let me do one finger double tap on settings.
Settings.
Now on the iPad screen, the settings is divided into two panels, or if VoiceOver calls it, containers. On the left-hand side, you've got the major categories. On the right-hand side, you've got the update for the panel that you've just selected. So if I drag my finger down the left-hand side of the iPad screen.
Note, locate, car, cellular, brightness and picture frame selected, general, button.
Okay, as you can tell, general's already selected. If it wasn't, I could now do a one-finger double tap anywhere on the screen to activate the general category. So let's go to the right-hand side of the screen. I'll just touch the right-hand side of the screen.
About button.
Now I need to get to keyboard, which is actually beneath this current screen full of information. So I'm going to do a three-finger scroll up with VoiceOver to scroll the screen down.
Row 7 to 20 of 20.
Okay, now if I tap my finger and move my finger down the right-hand side of the screen, we should find keyboard.
Auto lock. Passcode, iPad, automatic, restriction, use sides, selected, mute, multitask, keyboard, button.
Okay, there we go, keyboard. So one finger double tap to open up keyboard.
Setting, auto capitalization, on.
Okay, that's double the first tap to toggle setting. Screen. Now let's just do a one finger flick to the right.
Auto correction, on. Check spelling, on. Enable caps lock. On. Period shortcut. On. Double tapping the space bar will. International keyboards. 1. Split keyboard. Off. Dictation. On.
Okay, and
double
there we
tap
go.
To toggle setting.
So, as I said before, if I double tapped it with one finger, I turn it off. Double tapping it again would turn it back on again, so it's a toggle. Okay, so let us press the home button to go back to the home screen.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Now basically the way the dictation feature works on the new iPad is anywhere you have your on-screen keyboard, you will get a dictate button to the left of your spacebar that you basically one finger double tap to activate, and then you do a two finger double tap to stop your dictation. So first of all, let me show you using that in Spotlight. So since I'm at my initial home screen, I'm going to press the home button again to bring up the Spotlight search. Okay, so let me come down to the bottom of the screen and find my spacebar.
Space.
Now I'm using touch typing mode, which means if I now lift my finger off the screen, I'm going to put in a space. So I'm going to drag my finger to the left.
Dictate.
Okay,
and double tap to start dictation. Two finger double tap when finished.
Okay, so I want to search for a particular item on my iPad. So in this case, I'm going to search for iBooks, one of the applications, of course, that's currently sitting on my iPad. So what I'm going to do is do a one-finger double tap anywhere on the screen to start dictation. You'll hear a beep. I'll then say iBooks, and then I'll do a two-finger double tap to stop dictation. iBooks.
Thinking. Insert top hit iBooks. Three items found.
Okay, so I just go to the top of the screen and find the area.
iBooks.
Okay, now touch straight onto iBooks. One-finger double tap.
iBooks.
Okay, and I've opened up iBooks. So that's a very quick way of using Spotlight with the dictation feature. And of course, you can search for other things using Spotlight on the iPad. So I'm going to press the home button to come out of iBooks.
Messages. Double tap to open.
Okay, I'm back to my main home screen. Now let me show you what you can do with the dictation feature when you're using Twitter. So I'm not going to search for my Twit List application. I'm just going to press my home button key twice. Bring up our app switcher.
App switcher, iBooks.
One double tap to right. Open.
Settings, messages, Twit List.
Okay, and there's Twit List.
Double one tap to double open. Tap. Twit List, Woodbridge, accounts, back button.
And I'm going to tap my finger up to the top of the left-hand side of the screen.
Accounts. Back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Woodbridge. Compose.
And
button.
One finger double tap on compose to compose a tweet.
Text field is editing.
Okay, we've got the text field on the screen, of course. So I come down to my keyboard. Find the space bar. Drag my finger across to the left.
Dictate.
Tap my finger up.
Double tap to start dictation. Two finger double tap when finished.
And of course, the reason why I could take my finger off the button as I did before with Spotlight is because it's a button. It's like the delete button. It takes a one finger double tap to activate, not just a one finger take your finger off and it'll activate. Okay, so again, one finger double tap to start dictation, two finger double tap anywhere on the screen to stop dictation after I finish talking. Now doing my podcast on the new dictation feature on the new iPad, full stop.
Inserted now doing my podcast on the new dictation feature on the new iPad.
Okay, so that's actually done that very nicely. So I'm going to go and touch towards the top of the screen to find the send button.
Close button.
One finger flick to the right.
New tweet. Send button.
And one finger double tap.
Woodbridge.
Okay, so I've just sent my tweet off using the dictation feature. And to finish off, let's send a message to my wife about the fact that I've now finished using the dictation feature on the new iPad. So I'm going to press the home button to come out of Twit List.
Social.
So I'm going to come out of my social folder. I'm going to press home again.
Closing books folder. Seven apps.
And to get back across to the home screen, I can just press the home button again if I want to.
Home. Messages.
And there's messages. So one finger double tap on messages. Of course, if it wasn't on it, I could do one finger flick left or right to get to it, and then one finger double tap as I'm doing now.
Messages. Messages. Edit. Button.
One finger flick to the right.
Messages. Heading.
One finger flick to the right again.
Compose. Button.
Now I could choose compose now, but since I've already got an existing conversation with my wife's phone, if you like, I'm going to go to that, which is my first conversation. So one finger flick to the right.
Search. Search field. Selected. Plus. 6 1 4 2 1.
Okay, that's the start of my wife's mobile number. So one finger double tap to select it.
Selected. Plus. 6.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is come down.
Your iMessage. Your iMessage. Your. Delivered. Send. Dimmed. Button.
Okay, so I found the
send using iMessage
right down the bottom of the screen. So I'm going to do one finger flick to the left.
Message. Text field.
And there's my blank
double
text field.
Double tap to edit.
One finger double tap.
Message. Text field
which will now
is
bring
editing.
Up my on-screen keyboard. So if I take my finger down to the bottom and find the space bar.
Space.
Okay, I can now drag my finger to the left.
Dictate.
And find the dictate.
Double
button.
Tap to start dictation.
Now, if you don't feel comfortable dragging your finger around, what you can also do is take your finger down the left-hand side of the on-screen keyboard.
Capital Q, capital A, selected, more, numbers.
Okay, until you get to more numbers. And I've taken my finger off the screen because the numbers key is also one of those ones that you can do a double tap for. Now if I do one finger flick to the right.
Dictate.
There's our dictate
Double
button.
Tap to start dictation.
Okay, so you don't have
Two
to
finger
drag your
double
finger from
tap
the space
when
bar.
Finished.
I just find it easier to come up from my home button.
Space.
Hit the space bar, come across to the left.
Dictate.
And find the dictate button that
double
way.
Double tap to start dictation.
And of course, to do that,
Two
I'm
finger double
in
tap
mode.
When finished.
Okay. So let me dictate. I'm just going to say to my wife, I am now finished doing my podcast on the dictation feature on the new iPad. So one finger double tap. Now finished doing my podcast on the new dictation feature on the iPad.
Thinking. Inserted now finished doing my podcast on the new dictation feature on the iPad.
Okay, so let me go and find the end of my conversation I just did then. So I'm going to take my finger to the right-hand side of my on-screen keyboard.
Return. Delete.
Go up.
Send. Button.
That's my send button. That's now
send
live.
Send using
iMessage. It's no longer actually grayed out. If I do one finger flick to the
send
left.
Send. Attach media. Button.
One finger flick to the left again.
Message. Text field. Is editing. Now finished doing my podcast on the new dictation feature on the iPad.
Okay, so one finger flick back to the right.
Attach media.
And
button.
Again.
Send. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Send. Dimmed.
And there we go. I've now finished doing the dictation using iMessage on the iPad. And I've just heard my wife's iPhone go off. So I'm going to press the home button to come back to the home screen.
Messages.
Okay, so that concludes this demonstration of using the dictation feature on the new iPad. I showed you how to do that in Spotlight. Sending a tweet, in my case through TweetList, and using the iMessage application on your iPad. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia. Blindness and low vision services.